Welcome to the Healing Circle. This Healing Circle reflects the language and understanding from members of the Algonquin Nation. At Smith's Falls, as we know it to be today, is the ancestral and unceded territory of the Algonquin Anishinaabe Nation. This is a sacred space, and we are grateful for the contributions of Indigenous peoples from this territory and beyond who have helped create something so important for all of us who live, work, and play in Smith's Falls. The four colors on the medicine wheel can represent the four directions, north, south, east, and west. The teachings of the four directions are nation-specific. They'll often start with the east, or yellow, and run clockwise around the circle. Red often symbolizes the south, black the west, and white the north. It should be noted that for some nations, black is not used, and instead blue or green may be seen in a medicine wheel. The medicine wheel can also include the four stages of life, the four elements, the four sacred medicines, and other components depending on individual nations' teachings. We encourage those who use this space to explore further learning about the history of this land and the teachings shared by First Nations, Métis, and Inuit. That is the first lesson offered by this healing circle, as it speaks to that diversity which exists between First Nations and communities' teachings. It helps us understand that within First Nations, or all Indigenous peoples, including the Métis and Inuit, they are distinct cultural groups, and while carrying similarities, there are differences between them. Again, this is a sacred space, and we are grateful you are here. Please use this healing circle for reflection, connection, and to improve your physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional well-being. Zongi Deyuan, which translates to courage. Courage is what enables each person to seek out the greater good for a higher purpose. Courage is what it takes to stand up and speak, while it is also what it takes to sit down and listen. It is recognizing others' views may differ from ours and honor the difference with the understanding that we are all connected. We will walk this path together with strength of character. We will protect our values and be truthful about our perspective and demonstrate bravery by participating in a good way, knowing when we need to lead and when we need to follow. Sagiduin, which translates to love. We will come from a place of love in our interactions with each other and for ourselves. Love must be unconditional and shared not only when we agree, but when we have different ideas or perspectives and are having challenging times in our lives and relationships. When people are struggling, they need love the most, and we will support one another by coming from a place of love. Love is looking for the beauty within each person, including yourself. Menajian, which translates to respect. To honor all creation is to have respect. We will respect one another, demonstrating it in our conversations, actions, and approach. We will respect the space we are in, the traditional territory we are on, ours or someone else's, along with any local protocols. We will show respect for ourselves as much as we do for others. Nibwakowin, which translates to wisdom. Wisdom comes in many forms. Wisdom is given to us to be used for the good of the people. We will cherish and respect knowledge, however it comes to us or others. And in doing so, we will demonstrate the strength of our collective wisdom. Dapisenidozwe, which translates to humility. Humility is to know yourself as a sacred part of the world as we know it, as Indigenous peoples or as allies. We are equal to others, not better, nor less than. Absence of the sense of being superior to others within our family, community, or the circle, regardless of our roles or titles. The expression of this humility is shown through the consideration of others before ourselves, and the acceptance and encouragement of everyone's participation. Humility allows us to respect our own place and carry the pride of our people while we acknowledge the accomplishments and challenges of all. Dipwewin, which translates to truth. Truth is to know all of these things. We will speak the truth and not deceive ourselves or others. We will recognize, accept, and honor who we are and use the gifts we have been given. Truth will allow us to speak from the heart while honoring the beliefs and values of yourself, your family, and community. Gwayakwasin, which translates to honesty. We will be honest in our words and actions. We will first be honest with ourselves, and in doing so, more easily be honest with others. When facing a difficult situation or a decision, we will be brave by exhibiting honesty. It is walking in a way that demonstrates honor through truthfulness, fairness, and sincerity, while knowing what you can offer to others and what you cannot.